You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys,
welcome back to the Jazzy Podcast.
Happy Thursday. Good morning, you guys. I hope everybody has an amazing day today. I am drinking an iced coconut water. What are you drinking,
honey? Okay, so today the bev of the day is going to be a sparkling water, Topo Chico sparkling water. I've been obsessed with bubbles lately. Are you scared of bubbles?
Yeah, I don't like my water with bubbles in it. Dude, Tito always drinks those. Like, he'll go to like a coffee shop and instead of getting anything, you know how at coffee shops they always sell Topo Chico's like on the little thing?
For like $4, yeah.
Yeah, and he always buys them. I'm like, how can you drink this? It's so like the bubbles? Well, I don't like anything bubbly.
And what's crazy is I used to be the biggest hater of sparkling water, like anything. I'm like, how do people drink this?
Yeah,
and
I remember.
I don't know how, but out of a blue moon, it just changed instantly. You know how they say like your taste buds change once in a while? That's how it was for me.
You know what? Do you think that's true?
Oh my gosh, 100%. I didn't like cucumbers and all of a sudden I love them now. Like, I love cucumbers.
Babe, are you sure you didn't like cucumbers?
I promise you, like whenever my family had either like the cucumbers or the tajin and lemon, I didn't eat them at all.
I'm talking about cucumbers. I'm so excited to eat our cucumbers with tajin and lemon. Like, it's gonna be so yum.
They're almost done, actually.
I know, you guys. Let's start it off. Let's kick it off. I know we just got straight into today's podcast, but we just got back from a four-day trip to Orlando, Florida, and it was so much fun. And the first thing, well, did you water my plants this morning?
Yeah, no. I didn't water them.
Oh, okay. I woke up this morning and the plants were watered and I was like, oh, this is so cute. And you guys, so we got home last night at around midnight. So my parents ended up picking us up from the airport like really, really late. Our flights got delayed. It was kind of crazy. We'll get into it in a second. But we got here like really late at night and we were just so tired that we just went straight up, showered and then went to bed. Didn't even think about the plants. Woke up this morning and I look out of my like windows and I'm like, oh, they're so big.
Yeah, our plants have grown so much and I'm actually excited to harvest them. But yeah, it's going to be like a bittersweet moment, like, oh my gosh, I worked this hard for this. And then as soon as you pull them out, there's no more plant anymore. Isn't that crazy?
I know, I'm really not ready. No, but after we're done with these, I'm going to start planting like the winter and then the autumn ones. Because during fall, it's not pumpkins. Pumpkins, you have to plant them before, I think, so that they're ready for fall. Like, I think you plant them during the summer.
There's no way a pumpkin is fitting in that planter box.
Yeah, it is. Because, hear me out, I'm just going to plant one pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Maybe one pumpkin will fit. It's going to be like a mini pumpkin.
But I'm really excited because we're going to start growing that pumpkin, like, in the summer, right? And those are going to be the pumpkins that we use to do our either, like, what do you think? Should we do our carving one or should we eat it? No, we should eat it.
I think we're going to have, like, an emotional connection with the stuff we're growing and not want to eat it at all, bro.
I know.
Imagine harvesting, like, a baby carrot. It took weeks to grow.
I know. It's, like, so much. No, well, the carrots we're growing for Ellie and Thea. Don't even try to claim them.
Well, being a farmer must suck. Imagine, like, oh, wow. It took months to grow this and then the next couple weeks.
They're probably
gone.
Just like really grateful for their fruit because they know like the process that it takes.
That is true.
That's why I'm so glad that we're like doing this because I feel like it's showing me how difficult it really is
to grow food, right?
Yeah. Yeah, to maintain these plants.
It's like you have to be attentive to it 24/7 because if one thing goes wrong, a lot of your plants are going to die.
I know. So it's like really nice to see that. And I'm really excited because like, yeah, once we're done with these like spring, summerish plants, we're going straight for the pumpkins. We have to eat it. You know what we should do? We should grow two pumpkins. We have two raised beds. We should grow two pumpkins and then we should do like a
giveaway. Oh, that would be a great idea.
I want to eat my pumpkin.
Aw, giveaway.
Maybe
was a great idea.
Maybe we could do a giveaway with one and then eat the other one.
Speaking of giveaway, guys, in our last Jadoli video for a couple's channel, there's a giveaway, so don't be scared. Go watch that video and find out what the rules are to apply. I think I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but go watch that video after you're done with this episode. And
I'm so sorry about the quality on that. We're just dumb.
Dude, we are so dumb. My bad.
I can't believe that happened to me.
We fumbled with that video, but it's good. It's a great video. We fumbled with our quality.
But you know what? It's just we were so tired, Jake, that honestly, like I remember seeing it and I was like looking at the flip screen and I was like, this shit looks ugly. It looks so ugly, but I couldn't pinpoint what it was. It was because I don't know who did it. One of us did it, but when the thing was on, so we had turned it on and we probably touched it with our hands and we set the ISO to like freaking the highest amount possible instead of it being on auto, and then it just made it look like a fridge
quality. It was grainy. It literally made it look like a fridge quality.
Like we were walking around with the fridge recording,
you
guys.
It kind of felt like we were filming with the very beginner camera or like an older camera, but it gave it like a little different vibe.
Yeah.
Like imagine you want to watch a couple's channel video today without crazy quality, and that's the video you guys gotta
watch. It's funny because I feel like for our Jadali videos, it's nothing but like me and you just like interacting and like fighting or whatever. And I think that that's just fine. I think the quality didn't even matter because people were just so entertained with the actual.
Imagine like, it was meant to be like a cinematic Japan vlog and bam, yeah, it comes out like that.
Yeah, no, that was not the vibes at all. But yeah, we're really happy with our plans, you guys. I am having a little bit of issues with my strawberries. The edges are getting a little crusty. They're looking a little brown, and I'm not sure what the problem is, but I saw that there's an app that you can download that takes pictures of the plants, and then it'll tell you what's wrong with them. So that is my next resort.
I ain't no way we got a plant doctor in 2025. What are you gonna diagnose it with?
I don't know, but I need to fix it. And I really do think that we need to, like, my mom is coming tomorrow and we're gonna move these fucking hoes out. Like, it's time, babe.
She takes a picture and it reports back fever.
No, it does. It does. Bruh. So you take a picture and then it'll tell you like, I have like whatever, like I need sun. Put me in the sun, or like
we're legit too cold. Checking. We're legit checking plants in 2025. That's wild.
It's kind of genius.
No, it's not. What do you think of? What do you think a farmer does when like he doesn't know what's wrong? No, he knows. He or she knows what's wrong.
Yeah, they know for sure. No, you know what's like my literal dream?
Me, duh.
Yes. Other than you, honey, you want to know what my dream is?
What?
An apple tree. Hear me out. Hear me out. Not just one, maybe like four apple trees, okay?
But one of each kind?
Yes.
Damn, okay.
Okay, you're picking up what I'm putting down. And then during the fall, we train Ellie and Thea to jump up on the tree and get their own apples.
All right, brother. I don't think the apple tree is going to be that small for them to jump up. Yeah,
because the Goldens in Vermont, they do that.
They jump up and grab apples?
Yeah, because the trees aren't too high up. So like whenever they want an apple, they jump up. And if the apple's like in the bottom portion, they can like rip it off and eat it. Imagine how cool that'd be.
We can start with the plum tree. They can eat plum trees.
Or no, because those have bones, no?
I doubt they'll eat the bones. The seed. That, sorry. See? It's not. She's going to take a picture of, what's wrong with my plant? It's a broken bone.
No, babe, did you know that one time I choked on an apricot and it was right here and my parents shoved their fingers down my throat and like, had me take it out. Dude, it was the worst.
How do you choke on an apricot? Why are you putting the entire thing in your mouth?
I didn't know. It was the first time eating an apricot. We were at my neighbor's house and I got the whole, she had an apricot tree. And
that was an apple over. Or what?
I just ate it and then I swallowed it. I was like,
apricots are not that small. Maybe a kumquat.
No, it was an apricot.
Dude, I can't even believe you choked on the apricot.
That was the worst time ever. I remember my dad sticking his fingers and he like yanked it out and this hurt for days.
Have you ever struggled in like, what is it? Solitary or whatever? Like you're by yourself, no one around, no parents, no family, no anyone. And like you're either choking or you're having a cough attack, something, and you're like, damn, if I don't fix this right now, like I'm gone.
Yeah, like I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever choked by myself. I don't think so.
At all.
No, babe. Have you?
Yeah, I think I've done it twice. So I love steak, right? You guys know I'm the biggest steak lover. I was cooking one time by myself. Now I wasn't home, so I'm like, all right, let me go get a steak real quick. I go to the grocery store, buy a steak, and cook it up, right? Cooking, grilling it. I took my sweet time on this steak, and that's probably the most perfect steak you've ever probably would have tasted in your life. And as soon as I'm cutting it, eating it, it's hot. My first bite, I eat it, and it's like going down my throat. And I'm like trying to swallow. I'm like, and I'm like, dude, I can't swallow it. So I'm trying to take it out of my mouth, but when I'm putting my fingers in my mouth, it's still blocking the rest of the air trying to get in. And I'm trying to breathe through my nose, and nothing, dude. And I was like, so I just started chugging water, and it like helped it go through. It lubricated my throat and just went, my food went down.
I've heard that a lot, that people choke on steak. When did this happen, by the way?
Oh, this happened probably like a year ago, a year and a half ago.
Oh my gosh.
Dang, I would have. Nah, what would you have done?
What?
Like, I died from eating my favorite food. I mean,
that's a crazy way to go out, babe.
It's better than dying in a way like you don't want to go out.
Yeah, that's a crazy way. I'd eat the steak and go with you.
Yeah, one way I don't want to go out is by getting eaten by like a shark or alligator. Yeah. Like a place that I have no like,
or a bear.
Chance in. Exactly. Or a bear. Like I'm in the, I mean, I guess I can have a chance with a bear.
No, you don't.
You don't think I have a chance with a bear?
I think you have more of a chance with like, no, probably with the bear. I was going to say with like an alligator, but underwater you're cooked, buddy.
Because I feel like if it's a bear, it might have like a little sentiment feeling for you like, okay, he's a little hurt. Let me just leave him alone, walk away. But the alligator or croc? I don't think
that'll happen, but sure.
Come on.
But a bear.
You know how I have a fart problem? Just Lay one loose. Just let loose.
But you know what, babe? With a bear, you're on land. So you might be able to outrun a bear.
Oh my gosh. Who's this noob? Now you're not surviving a bear attack. Oh my. Why? You don't outrun a bear. You don't run from a bear.
Oh.
You know how cats have like that instinct that like they see a mouse running?
Oh,
I bet you if a mouse walked or like tiptoed across the room and the cat saw it, it wouldn't care. But if the mouse ran, the cat's going to follow it. Just like that. It's animal instincts.
I think Ellie would follow it, whether if it was tiptoeing, staying still, or running. I think there's bears like that too. Ellie, you're a bear.
Ellie is not a bear, bro.
Anyway, you guys, we have had such an amazing weekend. We went to all four of the parks in Disneyland Orlando, and I'm so excited to actually show you guys this video. It's our second episode of my Disney series, which I'm really excited about. And I honestly, like, I'm never going to move on.
What were your first impressions? Can I tell you mine first?
Course.
All right, so I don't know why, but I had this in my head to where, like, you said there's four parks or five?
There's four.
Okay, you said there's four parks of Disney, right? Yeah. So Disney, what is it called? What's the whole thing called?
Disney World.
Disney World. Okay, so I thought Disney World is like one park here on this side of the park, another park here, another park here, like California. All around, like kind of like a California Adventures, mm-hmm. but I guess like a square. But I was completely wrong. They're on like different sides of the city, like of the whole entire city, if not other cities.
Well, not of different parts of the cities, but they are very far apart. Yeah, Florida is just huge, right? Like, I think they have a lot of land. Like, you cannot compare Disney World to Disneyland, just because Disneyland is literally like in a city, and it's like it literally hits its borders, and then it's nothing but homes, right? And in Disney World, it's like you're driving from park to park, and it's like nothing but forest.
They have the freeway built just for Disneyland, yeah, or Disney World.
Yeah, they have. I think Disney World over there is in like a piece of land that's huge, which is, well, they're expanding a lot, and I'm really excited for them to do that. When we went, I really only saw construction in Animal Kingdom. I didn't see construction in the other places, right? Did you see any?
No, I didn't see any construction at all going on.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be expanding and making like a whole lot more lands, and it's really, really cool. But honey, okay, so we start off, we go to Epcot. Tell me your thoughts on Epcot.
Dude, Epcot is in, I don't know how to explain it. There's no other theme park or like amusement park that I've ever been to in my life that can compare to Epcot, yeah, because of the inclusivity of it. Mm-hmm. They include everything, whether it's like, you know, foods from different countries or like the rides that they have there. It's everything all in one that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go to one park out of the Disney World, I would suggest going there. The pros and cons. So I'm going to tell you the pros. The pros are like, you know, different varieties of food, mm-hmm. but the cons, I feel like it's just huge. It's,
yeah,
it's very, very big. And I don't know, maybe it was like the type of day that we went, it was super hot and humid. Oh, the cons, it's in Florida. That's the cons, because Florida's humid. I'm not used to going like in the humid states.
Yeah, that's real.
California, yeah, is not humid. It's maybe humid like 30 days of the year.
You know, it's funny because our friends from Arizona are like, California's humid. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh my gosh. No, Arizona's just hot and dry.
That's the thing, right? Like I think we are humid, but we don't realize it because A, we lived here our whole life. But two, because when you go to other places that are like super humid, you're like, this isn't even humid.
It's like Palm Springs, dude. Palm Springs is hot and dry. It's not really humid. I haven't had a humid day there.
No, yeah. I do like dry heat though. It's really bad for your skin. For my skin, it's bad.
I'd rather have like a medium heat with humidity to make it feel a little hotter, but no. Dry heat just cooks my skin.
You think so?
Yeah, my skin peels. Your skin doesn't peel?
Babe, I peel. I don't tan, I peel, I burn, and I crack. It's really bad. You know what? Actually, my scalp got burnt at Disney World, and it's like already starting to kind of flake.
The dandruff is real.
No, babe, it's literally so itchy, and I'm like pulling my skin. It's disgusting.
Do you know if there's sunscreen for heads yet?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is. You're supposed to put it. It's because I had two braids, so I had a split. It's funny because it's red just in the split in the middle, and the rest of my scalp is white, but it's just like red right there. It's because I had the braids. Yeah, Epcot was amazing, baby.
Okay, what about you? What are your pros and cons? Or actually, before that, let's backtrack. What was your first impression of Disney World? And then tell me your pros and cons.
The first impression is that it was huge. It was ginormous. There was like so many hotels to pick from. When I was doing all of the booking, I was a little bit overwhelmed because there's so many to pick from.
It's like the research you have to do for all of them to find out your stay.
Yeah, it was a lot. But the actual Disney World, when we got there, I was like, this is a lot more far apart than I thought it was going to be.
You too, right? I thought it was going to be all like in a congested area. No, it's not.
Mm-mm. It's very far apart.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It is far apart.
And my first thoughts on Epcot, I loved how every different country has people of that country working in it. A, B, it felt so realistic. Like, Disney kind of cooked. Because Japan, we were just in Japan. And, like, everything was like I was in Japan. That was really cool.
Yeah, I think Disney really popped off with that. Because any other amusement park company or any investor could make, like, world travel world, you know? And they could put it anywhere in the world. And if they have the people, like, they have countries of a certain store. And they have the people from that certain country working there. It makes it, like, very, very realistic. And that's what Disney did with Epcot.
Yeah, it was so cool, you guys. I would say Epcot is like a park that you go to, not necessarily for the rides, because Guardians of the Galaxy was amazing. That's your favorite ride.
My favorite ride ever. I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but yeah, I'll tell you right now.
I think other than that one, and I really enjoyed, you okay?
I'm good.
I really enjoyed the other ones too, like Ratatouille and Frozen, and they were really awesome rides. But I would say Epcot is one of those parks that you just have to go to because it's so unique. It's so awesome. And I think that maybe for like smaller kids, it's not as amusing because like for Tito, I think Tito was just kind of like, meh, about it, right? Even Nelly a little bit. But I think it's just one of those parks that like if you're able to understand how awesome it is that they do different countries and how realistic it is, like it was just so cool. Like they literally have Coco the ride in, wait, it's not Coco. Sorry. It's, what is it?
Oh, the three ducks, right?
The three something.
I don't know. It's like three ducks. There's three ducks in it or three birds.
Whatever the fuck they look like. But yeah, it's in like the Mexico part of it. And it's so cool. They have shops and everything in there is like Coco. And it's just so awesome. And I loved it so much. And I think that everyone has to stop at Epcot. I was seeing like there's so much hate on Epcot and Animal Kingdom.
Wait, why?
Okay, so Animal Kingdom, everybody says that it's a half day. So wrong, by the way. Unless you don't like animals, I can see how you could say that.
What's a half day to you? Not long lines? Just because Disneyland has like 2 hour long waits doesn't mean it's not.
No, half day means like that they go to it and like by 12 they're done. Like they don't want to be there anymore. That's, like they're done with the whole park.
That's not true though.
Yeah, that's what I say too. I think it's BS. But
you could do Disneyland as a half day. If you get there in the morning, you're done by 2 p.m., 3 p.m.
I would say I could do Disney in a half day, yeah.
Right?
With the genie thing, yeah, you can.
That's cheating, but yeah, okay, you're right.
But only because we've been to Disney before. But even then, I just think that Animal Kingdom was so... Okay, we'll get into that. Anyway, Epcot, amazing. People just say that it doesn't have rides. But I don't think necessarily that Epcot is like supposed to be like full of rides. I love the concept of it.
If you have no idea what the parks are, so basically there's four parks. Epcot, Animal Kingdom, what is it?
Magic Kingdom,
and then
Hollywood Studio.
Five fingers, Hollywood Studio. So those are the
there's
four.
There's like the water park and stuff too, but we didn't go to that.
Damn, there's probably five. Oh my gosh.
And then something, there's another one about sports.
The ESPN one?
Yes.
Da-na-na.
Yeah, there's that. We didn't go
if
to that.
If you're watching the video version, you guys can see me clearly in sports. Look at this. I'm dripped out from head to toe. This is the best football team in the NFL, bro. Cowboys all day, baby. Sorry.
I like your outfit today. It looks really nice.
I'm dressed as a football player. Today was just a sports day for me. I was glad I golfed earlier. All right. Let's get back into Disneyland.
Yeah, very fun. Then, next day. Oh, Epcot had amazing. Epcot had amazing food, by the way. Very yummy. Jake got drunk. It was great. Then we actually ended up missing. You know what?
You gave the whole gist, bro. I did. That's crazy.
We completely missed. Oh, I'm never going to move on.
We missed the entire part of Moana.
And let me tell you why. We missed Moana because Jake got sick.
Tell him where I got drunk at. I got drunk in Germany, bro. That's crazy. I went to Germany, Guten Tag, and then I had to get my, you know, my fresh liquor. I was going to drink a beer, but I don't like beer. So
yeah.
You guys are like, well, this is like what do you say? It was a liquor of some sort with a pear inside. So they grow the pear inside of that fruit, I mean, inside of the glass. And as soon as it's too big to pull out, they cut the pear off and it just sits there for however long it takes to finish the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
And yeah, he gave me a big ass shot. It smelled like pear. I'm telling you, that shot was at least two shots for what you pay. I don't care. Like, I think it was like $9 a shot, but they gave you two shots in one shot glass. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, taking one shot, but two.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So that's what happened. I took one shot and then I ordered another drink from where else did I get a drink
you
from?
You got
what country?
Like four different drinks from different countries. I know you got one in France and that was delicious.
I did get a French one, but I think my problem was I mixed the liquor with the wine in France and it just didn't like the two. So my stomach was hurting and my body was like aching, not aching, but like the heat with the alcohol didn't mix well. So I was probably, I think I was dehydrated.
Yeah, I think you were also. It was really, really hot. And so Jake ended up getting like a version of sick, also like drunk. But I think you were just like, yeah, it was everything and your head was probably hurting. So he got sick and that kind of altered our plans because I was trying to like speed it up so we could be done so that he can like go lay down. And then Nelly and Tito's feet were really tired. You guys, we got 4 hours of sleep that day. We hopped on a plane at 10 p.m. We landed at 6. We went straight to the park. Like,
no, we went straight to the hotel to check in and then we went to the park. Yeah, but that no was within like a 30 minute difference.
Yeah, no time to lay down at all. We got literally, it was a 4.5 hour flight. That's all the sleep we got. And so everybody was really tired. It's around 5 p.m. at this point. And that's the time that we were supposed to go over to Moana so we could get it in the sunset. But right after we got off of the coolest ride ever, which takes you like through kind of like these crops and how they grow it. And it was like a really cool ride.
Oh my gosh, that was my favorite entire part.
Me too. That was my favorite ride.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What was it called? Land, living the land. No. Something about the land. Oh my gosh. Someone comment it down below, please.
It was so good.
So basically, it's like, what is it now? How do you explain this?
So it just basically starts off by showing you like the way that it works, like how farming works and crops and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. And that they're trying to grow like certain crops in different different weather types just in case like stuff goes south. They know how to grow a coconut tree in sand, or they know how to grow banana trees with sand, yeah, and stuff like that. So
they're and in a more sustainable them. Way.
Yeah, in a more sustainable way, saving water, conserving a lot of stuff. And they also had fish in like tanks that they're hybriding. I don't know what it's called. Hybriding? They're making different fishes. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome. They like are growing the plants different so it could be like save more space and be more efficient. And like it was really cool. You guys, I really recommend that ride. It's inside of the store. You guys will see it in the vlog, but it was awesome. It was truly, I think that was my favorite ride in Epcot, and it beats Guardians for me just because I think I'm like really obsessed with like growing and plants and farm and everything right now. So I think it was awesome. So
tell me why. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but tell me why I never knew where a certain type of nut was from. A cashew. Did you know a cashew is from a fruit?
Yes, you just told me.
I told you the other day. It blew my mind. Okay, that. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. You could tell them.
Oh no. Oh, basically, a fruit grows, and at the end of the fruit, it looks like whatever those horses grow on the side of their skin, but it's a cashew. Ew. Literally a cashew. Yeah, it's literally a cashew. So you just break it off, and that's the
Why
cashew.
Why would
nut.
You make that comparison?
You know what I'm talking disgusting. About when the dog's
gnawing. I didn't need to see that in my brain.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Anyway, right after that, you guys, we were supposed to head out to Moana Land, but Jake got like progressively worse, and then
I went to the UK.
Yeah, so Nelly and Tito were getting really tired, and I was like, we are going to make our way down to the Canada and the UK to make our way out to the exit, because I was like, can we please go to the ball? So next to the ball is where Moana is at, and I was like, guys, can we please go to the ball? There's like that whole area that we haven't explored, and it didn't click in my mind that area was Moana at the time. And they were like really tired, and Jake was getting worse, and I was like, okay, let's just go, without realizing that area was Moana. And we were just so jet lagged, just so tired, and we completely missed it. So now I have an excuse to go back because I have to see that Moana land.
My reasoning is I didn't do any research because I wanted to be completely surprised by everything, and I mean every single thing that I've seen, which I was this entire trip. But since I didn't do my research, I didn't know like there's like certain little landmarks and stuff about this island, I mean about this amusement park. So I was like, bro, I didn't even know Moana was a thing. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's like green, and it's her face, and please, I'm never going to move on. Anyway, that's Epcot. Next day, we go to Hollywood Studios, which, oh my gosh, obsessed.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Okay, I would, I'm not going to rank anything, but I would put that more on the bottom of the list of the four parks.
Babe, Toy Story Land?
Mm-hmm, I'm sorry, I would. Put
Andy's Backyard? Tower of Terror?
It can't be Animal Kingdom. It can't.
I guess you're right.
What? But no. So I'm not downplaying it. I'm not downplaying it at all. I think it's a really, really cool amusement park that you have to visit when you're going to Disney World, but Animal Kingdom is just something unreal. Yeah.
You guys, I'm never going to forgive everybody who said it was a half day park, because I ended up leaving Animal Kingdom for the last day. So we ended up having a flight at 5:30. So we went to Animal Kingdom. We literally woke up at 6 a.m. and then headed out to Animal Kingdom so we could be there for the early entry at 7:30 a.m. And we were in the park at 7:30 all the way to 3 p.m. because I thought it was a half day park. I regret it with my life. I wish we would have done, like, I don't know. I think we could have done Hollywood Studios on the last day.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios, we could have finished in a half day. But Animal Kingdom, we needed at least a full day.
I'm so sad about it. But anyway, yeah, we ended up doing Animal Kingdom. Literally cried. Love Avatar so much. It's literally one of our favorite movies. It's Nelly's dream. Like, seeing them, you guys, after we got on the Avatar ride and we were, like, coming out, Nelly and Tito, like, all I asked Tito, I was like, Tito, how was it? He was like, nah, thank you so much. And I literally wanted to tear up and cry, because that is so, like, that's everything, you know?
He was so grateful. Like, as soon as we got off, he's like, this is, like, my favorite ride ever. He immediately started thanking you. Yeah, and that was so sweet.
He was like, this is my dream. I was like, oh my, this is almost forgot this was the whole point. Like, literally, that's what it was in that moment. It was really cool, you guys. And Avatar Land was amazing. I mean, the floating islands of Pandora, it was so beautiful. Like, I'm never going to move on. I'm taking, literally, I have to go back. Like, I think that was the best experience ever. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think we are going to definitely go back and say, you know, probably at a higher end hotel. Our hotel that we were staying at was really nice, but we were in the back. Like, we were in the back rooms of our hotel. You guys will see that in the series.
Which, by the way, thank you brought that up, because if you guys are thinking of going to Disney, again, this is all going to be in the vlog, but you guys in the podcast, you guys just know us a little bit better. So Pop Century is truly the best hotel you could stay at. And let me tell you why. On a budget. Let me tell you why.
One, it has an arcade inside. $25 for, like, unlimited tickets, unlimited games, pretty much. Not literally, but $25 lasted me and Tito an hour and a half. Me and Tito. Yep.
Babe, why would you? Okay, you don't even want to mention the transportation system. That was the best part.
Well, transportation system, like, Disney just pops off with that. It's in literally anywhere you stay on the Disney hotels.
Not exactly.
Tokyo, it was right there on the on the trains in Disney.
We stayed at the higher end hotels in Tokyo. That's the reason.
Oh.
So that is the difference, okay? In Tokyo, we stayed at the Disneyland Hotel, which is right on the higher end.
You're right. When we stayed at the MiraCosta, it wasn't as, like,
No, the MiraCosta, we were right next to it.
Which one was it? The one that...
The one that we stayed at that wasn't next to it was a Disney partner hotel, but it wasn't a Disney hotel, so we had to take a tram. What the hell was that hotel called?
I don't remember, but it was a weird place. We had to go downstairs, yeah, like, one floor down, catch a bus to take us to the train station that takes us to Disney.
Right, which... Okay, when we were staying at the higher end ones, which was the Disney and the MiraCosta, they were right by the park, right? You could walk, get the monorail, boom, you're at the park. Mm-hmm. And so... Over here at Disney World, the Pop Century is actually one of, like, the only lower hotels that has some sort of transportation system that isn't just a bus. We have the gondola, which was the best thing, you guys. The gondola takes you to Hollywood Studios, and it also takes you to Epcot, and it, like, literally connects you to the front. That's two out of the four parks. It is the biggest bang for your buck, right? The other hotels that have, like, all of them have buses, so you're going to have a bus. But some of the lower-end hotels actually share buses. So, like, there's not one bus that, like, takes you, and then there's, like, a dedicated bus for everything. For ours, like, there was literally a dedicated bus for everything. The other hotels, they share the bus. So it's, like, okay, it's going to take forever to get picked up. So that was awesome. Pop Century
had
that.
And for it being, a budget hotel, wow.
I got the hotel room, I think it was, like, for 200-something a night, which is so cheap when you think about Disney hotels, you guys. Especially a hotel that has all this transportation. Like, just to put it into perspective, usually, like, at the Disneyland here, when I took Tito for his birthday, remember when we went, like, not that long ago?
It was, like, 400 a night or something like that, right?
500, 400. Like, it was really pricey. And... at the Disney Tokyo Sea and all those over there, it was also quite expensive. I think I paid, like, upwards of, like, maybe high threes, fours for those hotels. Wow. And over here, I paid $200 for the night. And then, actually, I think there's a deal going on. I don't know if I already passed you guys. I'm so sorry if it did. But I know that there was a deal going on where you could get the Pop Century for, like, in the high hundreds. And I missed it because... So you could only do it for certain days out of the summer. But I don't remember which days it was. I'm so sorry. I follow this guy who, like, posts all this stuff, so that's how I know. Anyway, it's a great hotel, you guys. It has the monorail, so you're able... Not the monorail. The gondola, which you're able to connect. And then for the other two parks, which is Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom, you have to take the bus, which, like, honestly, it's fine. It works. We didn't end up taking the bus for Magic Kingdom because we were running late and we didn't want to miss the early entrance.
So we had an Uber.
Yeah, the bus wasn't there when we got there, so. Which ended up taking longer.
You want to tell him the funny story about the Uber that you had to cancel because he was being mean?
Holy shit. Okay. So,
wait. Give us
tell him the day.
Okay, I don't know what day it was. The third day?
No, that was the second day. The day we went to Hollywood Studios.
Okay, we went to Hollywood Studios and we're trying to... What were we trying to do? We're trying to get a bus to go visit Fantasy... What is it? No, what's it called?
Okay, we were trying to go to Disney Springs.
Disney Springs, which is like the famous shopping mall, shopping center. Has all the stores you need. You know, Lego. From Legos to Levi's. Everything you need. It's there. It's bougie. High end, right? So we wanted to go shopping, like get some little cool souvenirs or something. We're waiting for the bus in front of a hotel, but...
No, babe, you're missing the critical part of the story.
Wait, tell me.
Remember we asked the cast member? So we walk out of Hollywood Studios and we tell the cast member, we're like, hey, what's the fastest way to get to Disney Springs? And he's like, oh, get a bus to whatever the hell the hotel was called. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like the hotel that's right in front of Disney Springs. And we're like, nah, we're not going to do that. So we take the gondola to go to another hotel that's like closer, but they for sure were going to have, because the bus had already left at the one that the guy had told us. So we're like, let's take the gondola and get closer. So we get closer. We show up to this hotel and that's where Jake is talking about with those two guys.
Yeah.
Those girl and a guy.
Yeah. So we meet in the front of the hotel that we thought was like where the bus is going to come. And we see a couple right there and we're waiting like, we're waiting probably behind them for like a minute or two. And I'm like, are you guys waiting for the bus too? And he's like, yeah. But we've been waiting here for like 20 minutes and the bus hasn't came. So we just Ubered. And then 2 minutes later, the Uber comes and picks them up. And bro, they were waiting in the wrong spot the entire time. The bus was like, the bus stop is in front on the main street where the hotel is. And they were sitting like, you know, in the drop off area of the hotel. And we could see the bus like passing. He's like, yeah, the bus has passed like 5 or 6 times already while we've been here. You know how long they had to have been there for it to pass that many times? So yeah. I guess they didn't pick up what's going on. Well, no, they didn't pick up what they were putting down because the bus is like a 2 minute walk to the street and that's the bus stop, right? But we were like confused, like, okay, maybe that's the bus stop, maybe it's not. So we Ubered. We order an Uber, and apparently we find out the hard way, like a couple months ago, when Ubers don't want to drive you and they want you to cancel, they're instead of going your direction, they do the opposite. So instead of like making a left turn to come to you, they make a right turn and go farther and farther from you. Because I'm sure like if they cancel the ride, they probably get deducted points on something on their like their entire system.
That's
or their
that
record.
That's what that one guy
told us. Yeah, on the record. So that guy was like staying still. We could see him parked on the curb and we're like, why is he not moving? So we're like, bro, he's not coming near us. So as soon as he
took like 20 minutes, you guys,
he was literally there for 20 minutes and we were waiting in the bus stop for the next bus to come anyway. So we're just seeing like if he was ever going to come by the time the bus came, it was like an experiment. And I guess like bro knew we weren't going to give up. So he ended up turning like busting a U-turn. And as soon as he busted a U-turn, we're like, nah, this is your karma, bro. You waited, made us wait 20 minutes. So as soon as he busted a U-turn, we just canceled the ride. And then like 5 minutes later, like when the bus is officially here in front of the bus stop, the same exact Uber drives past the bus stop, slowly rolls his window down, is looking, trying to figure out
who one of us was. But there was multiple people there, so he didn't know who it was. But that was so mean, babe. Guys, he was literally 3 minutes away, okay? 3 minutes away. And we're there, and I'm, like, checking the app, and it went up to, like, 8 minutes. I was like, what the hell? I ignored it, okay? And then I go back, and I check, and he's still, like, 5 minutes away. And I'm like, what the? This guy's taking, like, the wrong turn over and over and over and over again. I was like, okay, maybe this guy just doesn't know how to drive. But then he pulls over.
Bro took lunch break mid-ride.
For like 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, this guy wants me to cancel. Because that's what they do. Like, they stall like that. And I was like, I'm not going to cancel. Like, you better come pick me up. But then it just, like, the bus ended up getting there, you guys. Like, the bus that takes 20 minutes because, like, they leave and they come back. The bus gets there. And I was like, brother. So, and I ended up, like, canceling it. So, I was like, we're just going to take the damn bus at this point. So, yeah, we took the bus and then went to Disney Springs.
Yeah, at the same time, though, I'm not going to get in an Uber driver's car when they don't want the ride. You know, like, you can tell he didn't want the ride. He was staying on the side. So, what could have happened? I always, like, think the worst of every situation that we're in. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to get in this car. So,
yeah, no, hell no. That guy did not want to take us. He was probably like, maybe not trying to go. But there was no traffic. I don't know why he didn't want to take the ride. Anyway, whatever.
But yeah, so we end up going to the shopping center. And I'm with Tito, Nats with Nelly. And we separate. They go into like the jeans store.
Levi's.
I went to the Lego store with Tito. And this entire trip, like while we're at the first park, we're like, Tito, save your money. Come on, save your money. You don't need to spend all your money at one little park. So we go to when we're at the shopping center, Tito's like, I think I'm going to buy a Lego. It was an $80 Lego set of like a Polaroid camera. And he's like, should I buy it? I'm like, if you want to buy it, Tito. And then he's like, I have $100 cash. And I'm like, bro, because he's thinking if I've spent it cash, my money, my credit card,
girl,
my
card's
not gonna, yeah, he's not going to decline it. And I was like, if you really want it, you should get
Why
it.
Why would you tell him that?
No, no, no. But listen, hear me out. He's like, I really do want it, but I'm going to make my dad buy it for me.
Dude, Tito hustling my dad will forever be funny to me because my dad just falls for it. It is so funny.
Well, to be fair, Tito has really big eyes and like he can make it like the, you know, like dog puppy face. Like,
yeah, he can.
Tito's a cute kid, bro. He's funny. Is.
He gets me every time. Every time.
Because he knows like the pitches of his voice. Like, hey, Nat, do you know if you want to play
games
with me?
Stop. You're giving me PTSD, bro. He did that all trip. It's like, how do you say no to him? You He's know? Like,
hey, Nat, do you know if we're going to get food soon? He's so funny. Dude, I love him. I don't want him to grow up. Like, right now, he's at his perfect age, bro.
I know. It makes me really sad.
And social anxiety is scared of him.
Holy shit, dude. Tito has no shame in his game. It's so funny.
It's crazy because it goes back years. Like, whenever, like, Tito met my family for the first time, he would talk to them, like, randomly. He wouldn't see them for, like, 6 months, 7 months. And then they'd come to a party of theirs. And he's like, oh, hi. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, dude. I freaking love Tito. He's always been like that. Nelly has a little bit more.
That's like you. You don't have any social anxiety.
You think so? I think I do.
I think you're a yapper. He's a yapper for sure too.
I'm a yapper with people that don't know me and I don't know.
No, no, no. And you're also a yapper when people bring up some like random topics that you like. Yeah, you're interested in coffee and Disneyland. If you bring up those two, you're yapping.
Yeah, I guess so. I do start ranting after a while. But you know what? I just. Here's my thing, okay? I know when people want to talk, right? Like, you know when you go up to a cash register and then they're like, hi, oh my gosh, I love your nails. And I'm like, oh, you want to talk.
That would be perfect at a Dutch Bros.
Dude, and I'm like, I love when people like to talk like that, especially because I feel like people who are like that probably deal with a lot of rejection from like people who are like, bro, I don't want to talk, like just give me my thing or whatever. And so I always think about that and I'm like, I wonder how many people have like rejected you whenever you want to talk to them. So I want to talk to you and I love to talk. So it just works out.
I think that's the way I would be if I didn't have like a stuttering problem or like if I didn't talk too fast, I'd be a yapper. But I know I talk too damn fast and my words don't come out the way I want them to. So I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to talk just to like save myself from being embarrassed in the next couple of seconds. Before I did like social media, I promise you I was the shyest person in the world. I wouldn't do any popcorn reading.
Yeah,
like people would pick on me to popcorn read because they knew I didn't like talking or reading.
I think that's bullying till this day, by the way.
Popcorn reading?
Yeah.
I love popcorn reading. That's your man, that's the best
teachers who make you do that.
That's the best way to find someone that has a stuttering problem.
Yeah, that's why it's fucked up, bruh. I hate popcorn reading, bro. I hated that. Well, I still hate it.
I mean, I think they should do popcorn reading based on like their level that they're reading at. So if you're reading like a class book, right? You can pick like the higher people that are reading the Harry Potter books, but don't read the kids that are like a couple grades behind because then that's messed up. That's kind of bullying at that point.
Not kind of. That's for sure bullying. That's so mean. Anyway, yeah, it was such a fun time, you guys, because Nelly and Tito are dumb and dumber. Like they've always been dumb and dumber, but like together, they're like super dumb and dumber. And it's so funny, you guys.
They're a dynamic duo for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy. It makes me so sad because I'm like, aw, they're like literally best friends because they're at home. Like, they're alone. They're alone by themselves. That makes me so sad. Okay, I'm not going to cry. Anyway, moving on. We had such a fun time at Avatar. And Tito literally, my dad gave him an allowance to, like, spend on, like, gifts and stuff. My dad has, like, whenever they, like, go on any trips or whatever, he's
always. Wait, right before you said that. So, when we were at the shopping center with Tito, he bought a $20 toy instead of the $80 toy. But then now we're updated.
I'm so glad you made him do that. You guys, I tried telling him, but I don't want him to feel like I'm just like being like, no, don't spend your money. But also, I knew that the last day we were going to go to Avatar. And they love Avatar. Like, that's their favorite movie, right? And I was like, these assholes are going to want to buy something at Avatar. And he's going to run out of his allowance. It, like, my dad gave him that money for like souvenirs and stuff like that. And I was like, these assholes are going to run out of it. Both of them. I told Nella, I was like, stop. You're going to run out of your freaking money that you have to spend on souvenirs. And did we hustle Tito for water because we
my god,
that was so funny.
No, he scammed us. So I think Animal Kingdom, we didn't have any like fast passes or anything.
No, it was a Magic Kingdom.
Oh, Magic Kingdom. We didn't have any fast passes, so we're waiting in like a lot of the lines. And in the lines we're like, okay, what can we do? We're playing games this entire time. So we do like a group Uno, you know, an iMessage, you could play like your game pigeon. Mm-hmm. We're doing Crazy Egg, which is Uno. And we're playing the games and we're like bored and we're like, all right, let's bet. So we're like, all right, the loser has to buy drinks, and then me, Nat, and Nelly win at the end. And then Tito's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he's like, all right, Tito, the loser has, if you don't win this game, you have to buy us food and drinks. Mind you, Like one plate of food is like $13-$14 yeah, and so then bad. A drink is like another $7. So if you want to get like everyone's stuff, it's probably gonna be $50 or $60 just
hell
for everybody.
No, bro, you're looking at the 80s 90s.
Yeah, but then at the end he ended up he didn't win any games at all, and then he's like he just turns off his phone. He's like, aww. And it's the funniest thing. And then after that ride, we got on the ride, I remind him, I was like, oh guys, you want to get some drinks? And he's like, Jake. He was looking at me like, bro, why are you adding me, bro?
That was so funny. He bought us a bottle of water.
Yeah, he bought us two bottles of water. So we shared.
Two bottles of water, yeah.
Even though it was four. It was supposed to be four bottles of water, so it would have been like $20, but...
Nah, because Tito talks big game, and he needed to pay. Because Tito...
We like, have to make him learn a lesson.
Because if he wins the battle, or like if he wins the bet or whatever, bro, he'll hustle you for it. Like whatever you said you were going to give him, he will hustle you for it. So,
and he'll never forget any bet that you have, or like any money you owe him, like he lets you borrow. He keeps account of it. Like he keeps a mental note. And he'll never forget.
Oh, he also bought me an ice cream. It's because they only took cash and I didn't have any cash. And the guy was like, oh, it's cash only. And then he's like, oh, no, I have cash. He bought me an ice cream. That was really cute.
I got cash. Look at me.
I didn't know you had cash.
I got cash today because I hustled my boy in golf.
Oh, you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, he bought me an ice cream and it was really cute. Anyway. Yeah, it was literally such a fun time. The hotel was also awesome because we would get home like really tired. You guys, like we would wake up at like 6 or 7 every day, get ready, leave to the parks, and then get back by like 8 or 9. The day we went to the Disney Springs, we ended up getting back at like 11, but usually we would get back at like 8. And then it was like everybody had to shower and we were in bed by like 10 and then we were waking up at 10. But like you guys know what these Disney days look like. Like they're tough. I have Ellie hair in my mouth.
But what we were getting to is when we were in Pandora, so Animal Kingdom where the Avatar Land is, we were in the store, like after the ride, we got in the store and Tito wanted to spend money on like one of the animatronic things that go on your shoulder. It's like,
because you showed it to him.
Oh yeah. Cause I showed it to, I don't think he knew about it before, but I knew about it before the trip. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to spend any money on any of the parks except this one. And it was $90. Yeah. So for me to spend $90 on like a little toy and I'm not even a kid anymore, it's like, you know, I have to really enjoy it. But Tito's a kid, so he wants it regardless. And he's like, looking at it, he's like, oh, I love it. I love it. And doesn't tell you the price on the sticker. It tells you the price where you have to pick up the box. But I picked up the box already and I showed it to him. He's like, I want one. I want one. So he looks at the price at the end and he's like, yeah. And then Nat's like, I told you, you shouldn't have went to Legos. You shouldn't have bought all your stuff that you've been buying. He was buying like drinks, like random dude. Tito was getting like water bottles instead of, well, we didn't know, but instead of spending money on water bottles, just go and ask like a little hut that's selling food
water
and stuff.
Cups. No, but once cups. We found out, we didn't buy any more water. That only happened like the first or second day. After that, we're like, oh, hell no, bro. We're not spending money on water anymore. Are you kidding me? And then we also bought tumblers. And so we started putting our cups of water inside of our tumblers and keep our water nice and cold.
Yeah. So yeah, Tito ended up spending money like on the past couple of days on random stuff when he could have been saving it at the end. He was like, I don't have any money. But Nat ended up buying it for him, I think.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I freaking knew. When I saw these guys go get those dragons, I was like, oh my gosh.
So brother. Me, Nelly, and Tito have the little dragons that sit on your shoulder. Bro, I'm not saying it's a scam, but before you buy it, before you go and buy it yourself, you spend your $90 yourself, I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. So they have a metal clamp on it, and the metal clamp is like supposed to, I don't know, be strong enough for the dinosaur or whatever, the Ikran, not to fall off your shoulder. It doesn't fall off your shoulder, right? Like the magnet's super strong. The only thing that does fall off your shoulder is the magnet goes under your shirt, right? And with that toy on top, the toy's pretty heavy. So it's not going to really fall off, but it's going to like lean down. Yeah. And it's super uncomfortable on your shoulder. So that's why I guess you don't see people walking around the park with like, you know, their Ikran on their shoulder. It's because it's super uncomfortable. Like it's heavy, something heavy on your shoulder. And it's like you have to balance it. You feel like you have to balance it just for you to be comfortable on it. Mm. That's like my only thing I would tell you about that. But aside from that, Animal Kingdom, we went through Animal Kingdom a little bit, but my favorite part about Animal Kingdom, aside from Pandora, was looking at the animals. There was hippos, dude. Like, I was like, holy.
And they were walking underground.
Yeah, they're walking the giraffes. We saw zebras fighting. Like, they're like, you know how dogs fight? They're doing the same thing. And then they're running across the field. It's so, so cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like an animal lover's dream. But Pandora, but I'm never going to move on. Oh, my gosh. We ended up eating breakfast at the restaurant there in Pandora, and it was just like...
It was delicious.
We got these French toast. It was like the Avatar French toast, and they have like a blueberry cream cheese, and it's like really pretty. It was just, you guys, it was so awesome. We had such a good time, and I'm so glad that we like got to do that. Okay, so now, I'm not going to rank them because I'm waiting for my YouTube video to do like a final breakdown on like food.
Oh yeah. It goes so much deeper than like what I would rank it just based off the top of my head.
Yeah, so much. Yeah. Because I think it's just like every category is just so different. Like I would say that, there's not a park that I'm like, this is better than this, because I liked all of them for different reasons, right? Like they're all great. I love all of them so much. But I think that I was able to enjoy Disney World a lot more because I went to the Tokyo one first. Because if I would have just done this Disneyland and then gone to Disney World, right?
You would have been like, wow, this is not as good as I thought it would have been.
I feel like, yeah, it would have been very repetitive.
That's true. What I would say is that since we're going to go to Tokyo Paris, is that what it's called?
Tokyo Paris, girl? Disneyland Paris?
Disneyland Paris. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Since we're going to go there, I've heard so many like horror stories about it that I already know it's not going to be anywhere near my like expectations of like, you know, it getting better and better and better every country we go to. But sadly, we know the realistic.
Honestly, yeah, I just... From everyone that has been to Paris that I've spoke to, always says that the Paris one is like not as, how do I explain? I think they say that the magic isn't there. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I'm really excited. We're heading out to Paris super, super, super soon to go film.
I hope it shocks us. I truly hope it shocks us.
I know. And then we still have the China ones, which, oh my gosh, I'm really excited for those as well. I literally, like, I feel like the China ones are going to shock us a lot more than we think they are, because they have Zootopia out there.
My hot take is the best ride out of so far that I've been to, all the Disney's that we've been to, I think my favorite ride is the Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot. That ride is by far my favorite ride I've ever been on. It's just like the retro vibe of it. Okay. The song that they're playing, it reminds me of when I was in like middle school. No worries in like my life, dude. Like just chilling, playing video games, playing zombies. Yeah. You know, Call of Duty Spaceland, playing that, it's just like the same song vibes. That's what it gives me. So that's going to be like my ultimate favorite ride ever.
Yeah, I think that it was such a great way to just like disconnect from, it was like for a second, you were just free. You know, like everything was gone. It was just like you listening to the song and air blowing into your face. And actually, I saw this person say that the best way that they can describe Guardians of the Galaxy is like windows down on a like 70 degree day and you're like have really good music and you're like driving down the highway with your friends.
That's the exact vibe. Yeah. That's the exact vibe it gives. Whoever said that is like right on point. Yes. Yeah. And then I also, so that's my favorite ride. I'm gonna name you guys my favorite rides from all the parks we were at.
Okay.
My second favorite ride is at Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And it's the Slinky ride. That Slinky ride my favorite there. Like it was awesome. So cool. It was cool because I love Slinky. He's like my favorite character in Toy Story. I got the headband from it, but the ride itself, like when you see it going across like the whole entire park, you could see like the design that they took to put into that, like the, what is that? The roller coaster, like the head. And then in the back, you see the feet, the paws going up like this. It's so funny. Like, yum. That was my favorite ride there. Number three would be Animal Kingdom. My favorite ride there was the Avatar ride. Mm-hmm. And Magic Kingdom. What was your favorite ride in Magic Kingdom?
Tiana. Are you kidding me? It was the best.
Okay, sure. That is another good ride there. Guys. I guess every park has a very, very good ride. And Tiana's Bayou over there is way better than Tiana's Bayou in Disneyland. What is that? Disneyland, Los Angeles, Hollywood?
It's just Disneyland, baby.
Yeah, just Disneyland.
The other one's Magic Kingdom.
Got it. Okay, yeah, just Disneyland. The one we're from California.
You guys, California needs to patch that shit. Like... It like you're drowning on that ride. Like somebody needs to fix it. No, something went wrong, bro.
Something for sure went wrong. Maybe like the architect when they're putting like the certain amount of what is it called? Decline. I don't know what it's called.
No, bro. Somebody didn't do their shit right.
You get so soaked if you're sitting in the front and if you're sitting in like the third row.
Yeah, it's bad. If you have not gotten on the ride at Disneyland.
If it's a hot sunny day, just know, go in the front at Tiana's Bayou. Wait. If you don't get the front, wait. Ask them to be like, can you put me in the front of the next ride? And then, dude, bam.
No, it's too much, you guys. Like, the last time I got on that ride, there was a wave that went over me. I know that sounds like I'm exaggerating. I have a TikTok video of how I came out, like, after that ride.
It
was bad.
What about the River Rapid ride? That one got us wet, too. In Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That one got us soaked. You know what? No, but that was fine. Jake, Tiana's doesn't even compare to that.
That's true, because you don't expect to get that wet. But on a river rapids ride, of course you get you expect to get wet in that big old tube.
And it's a hit or miss on the river one, because like if you're the thing that's shooting water at you, like if you duck or whatever, like you're able to get away with it. Oh my
gosh, that pressure! So they have an elephant trunk that goes like with the rapid ride. So at the end of the ride, there's an elephant trunk going out and like actually squirting water onto the little rafts. But the pressure is pretty high, dude. Like if you get hit with that in the face, like.
Yeah, it was strong, but that was really cool. But no, I still think Tiana's is more.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It's bad. And I was, like, seeing a lot of people were also saying, like, yeah, I'm thinking it might be a little too much here. I think somebody did something. They got to fix it for sure. And Tiana's in Disney World is longer. I don't know why.
By far. It's way, way longer by far. And it's my I can't say it's my favorite ride that I've been on when it's, like, with water. But yeah.
It's up there.
I know we're talking about Disney, but Raging Waters Aqua Rocket is just... number one, and that Tiana's ride is number two.
Yeah, Aqua Rocket. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to start going to Raging Waters again.
Me too, I'm excited.
Bro, I'm so excited. This summer, it's going to be like, well, we didn't have a California. Oh my gosh. Talking about this.
What? Jake, what's update? So what's the update, Nat?
I was literally, I was looking through my camera roll because I had to get some photos. And tell me why. I looked at last year's summer and it literally made me almost want to cry because I missed that summer so much.
The travel summer?
Yeah. Like, babe, do you remember that I was taking horse riding lessons? And remember Zip? He was the horse that I was riding in Tennessee. And do you remember that we did dirt biking and then we put the dirt bikes on the lift? And that was so awesome.
No, we didn't do dirt biking. We did mountain biking, which was the most dangerous thing that I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, it was mountain biking. Oh my gosh, if you guys didn't watch those vlogs, you really should. They're on
Nat series. What is it called, like van series or
no, it was last summer. So it, like, I think the one that I was talking about right now was like the Miley Stewart summer one. It was awesome. And then remember that we would wake up and we would
take the girls to the lake.
Yeah
in Utah. Oh my gosh,
remember we would stop at that coffee shop by remember what was it called? It was like the best coffee shop in the world. Remember?
I know what you're talking about.
And they had the oatmeal that was delicious.
And they had the chocolate beans or no?
The chocolate beans?
Yeah, the coffee beans.
And it was so good. Remember, we used to get our coffee. I remember because I had the Chamberlain coffee, like mason jar, and I would put my coffee, I would, you know, grab it and put it in there. And then we would head out to Park City and we would go through that mountain and it was so beautiful and green.
I think last summer was a summer that we'll never forget in our life. Like, no matter how many times we try to redo it, it'll never be as good as the first time. It's like solo traveling. It's only good the first two times, you know? But if we do it again, I mean, the first two times, if we do it again, it might be fun. But
babe, it was awesome.
I really wish Nat would have gone fishing with me. That was awesome. We ended up finding my brother out to go like babysit the dogs while we had to do some important stuff that you guys, you know, later on in our life. But when I flew my brother out, we went fishing. We went trout fishing, right? Fly fishing, trout fishing. We saw two moose crossing the big river, like two big mama mooses or mice, moose, whatever you call them, walking across the river. Like, Utah is something unreal.
Yeah.
I miss it. But I'm really excited for the California summer. I feel like we weren't really with our families as much. Like, we were with them for like a week when they stayed with us. But aside from that,
Yellowstone in Montana, horseback ride in Montana.
Look at. This is what I mean when like you bring up a subject that she likes and then she starts yapping. It's so cute.
I just loved it so much. Like, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna remember when we rented that boat and we went
on the what's it called? Wakeboarding? Oh my gosh. That was so
the
fun.
Surfing thing?
Oh, I take 100% props for that. That was my idea.
That was your idea.
So they've never gone on like any boat activities ever. So I was like, dude, you've never done a wakeboard. You've never done, you know, gone on the, like, been pulled by the boat when you're on the little rafts at all. And she's like, no, never. And I'm like, what? I've done that a couple of times in my life. And I'm like, that's my favorite part of summer. Like, getting that cold ice water, but it's hot outside, so it feels good. And you just wakeboard across the whole like, lake, listen to good music, eat good food. That's my favorite thing. Yeah. So we ended up doing that in Utah
as well. You cooked that up because you booked that boat.
Yeah, it was like $400 boat.
Yeah, you cooked that up.
Our guide was really cool too, so that makes everything like top tier.
Yeah, that was. Oh, the guy was from New Zealand. Remember, that was super. We were telling him like, we really want to go to New Zealand. Remember? Oh my gosh, that was so awesome. I'm really excited to do boat. I want to do boat trips this summer. I want to do Lake Tahoe. I don't think you have a boat in Lake Tahoe actually, but I still want to go.
I'm sure
to Lake
you
Tahoe.
Can. You can do that in Lake Tahoe.
Oh my gosh.
But Lake Tahoe is probably cold. It's probably freezing.
I'm so excited for it. Yeah, I was looking at those pictures and I was like, wow, like this was such a good time in my life. Like I forget how awesome this summer was. I just, you know what I remember a lot?
What?
I remember like waking up at the Utah house that we were at, remember? and I would go to the couch and I would have my coffee that I would make myself at the time. And I would sit down and watch Heartland. And I could, like, when I see those pictures, it's like I could hear that Heartland intro. Do you remember? I would sit down and I'd binge watch Heartland for like literally 8 hours of the day. And it was the best time ever. And we'd go to that Whole Foods in Park City. And it was beautiful.
Do you remember when we were in Colorado, the episode where we filmed right outside of our porch with the snow falling behind us? Do you remember that? Having that iced coffee. I mean, having that hot coffee with the cold weather like hitting us.
I'm
just reminiscing on like our ultra like ultra favorite moments that we've done traveling together, and it just makes me so sad. Like Aruba was beautiful, but don't get me wrong, like being with you in something like a closed space where we can like enjoy each other's presence, watch movies, you know, enjoy filming without it being like too dramatic and stuff. This is my favorite time.
Like I feel like our trips have been so awesome, babe. All of them. Like we have had such a good run with trips. Like remember our fall trip that we took this fall? Remember we were going and we went up to Vermont and the dogs. And I'm so happy with all of our trips, and I think that they've been so amazing. Like I was thinking about like the summer, and I was like, wow. I was just looking at those pictures and I'm like, this was such a good time. Like I'm excited for it to be summer again. And obviously this summer is going to be completely different. You know, like this summer is going to be a California summer. So it's going to be just a tad bit.
You Maybe know? A California summer, you know, hit the freeway, take the, what is that? The number one up. Oh, take the PCH up.
The PCH.
Yeah, go to Oregon, go to Washington. I'm going to Oregon for sure. We're going fishing this summer. Just be ready.
I know. I'm really excited. You guys, I feel like although this summer is going to be different from last summer, which, by the way, last summer was extremely different from the summer before that. I think every summer has been different. You know what summer I'm aiming for this summer? Oh, wait, I said summer so many times. You know what I'm aiming for?
Let me guess.
Okay, shoot. It's a summer we've lived before.
Oh, 2020 summer.
Girl, I didn't even, we weren't reggaeton, even together.
Yeah, no, but you had your, you know, your reggaeton just blasting. What kind of summer are you
remember, about? That was awesome.
Your R. Ozuna, bruh.
Oh, I miss that. Anyway, no, not that one.
All right, what kind of summer?
2021 summer. Let me tell you. Ellie, baby Ellie, okay, going to the freaking apartment pool every day.
Peeing off camera, me pulling my hair out because my dog doesn't know how to get potty trained.
Shower prank on Jake and putting the shampoo on his hair while he's washing his hair.
Pregnancy prank on Jake.
That's was not wild. The right summer, babe.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's no, 2021 summer, Nat.
Babe, no, it wasn't.
You're telling me you did that in 2020? You're wild if you did that in 2020 because we weren't even together for that long and you put out a pregnancy. Dude, isn't that crazy that you did that, Nat? You were so bold for posting that.
I was. Why did I do that?
You just outed everything, the whole business.
Yeah, but also people need to be so for real. We were together for like 7 months at that point already.
We weren't married though.
Okay, whatever. No, babe, remember that Ellie summer Costco restocking our fridge and like
and then letting our fridge get so messy because we weren't organized at that point.
Yeah, we weren't. It was so bad. Oh, and then remember lake days when baby Ellie was in the back and we had gone and like gone to the lake and it was so, oh my, that's
is that,
the summer.
Is that the year that you drove for the 4th of July? Like yes, it 6 is. Hours for nothing?
It is. It really is. That was on Jadley.
We have to make it a mission this year to go there.
To that lake?
Yeah, to that lake and be there on time. Wake up 4 a.m., get there.
Hell nah, bro. The crew, we all left, you guys. We took 3 different cars, okay? We all left early as hell and we still didn't make it in. Oh my gosh. I'll never forget that. And at that point, you guys, I hadn't even been driving for that long, like maybe a year. And I was like literally waiting in line for hours. That was so bad, babe. Yeah,
last summer shocked me so much because during like the 4th of July when you do fireworks, I'm used to California, like you got to sneak around to get fireworks. Bro, we went to a different state outside of California and they have literal like shops and stores full of fireworks. And I'm like, is this legal? I mean, I'm going inside the store and I'm like asking when I'm checking out, I'm like, is this legal here?
Babe, it's crazy. Last summer, we spent it by ourselves, and it was awesome. Remember, we made that salad.
It started raining on the 4th of July when our fireworks were still going off.
We were grilling, and then it, like, turned the water, the fire off.
I made the date for you, the little date. Remember, I organized the plates, got you
and then two things. And then our food, our meat didn't cook, so then we went to Whataburger.
I thought the meat burned.
Bro, I'm literally, that was crazy. Did it burn?
I think it burned.
I think it didn't cook.
One of those. Either our food was raw or it was overcooked. But
we spent all evening, you guys, working on this ass meat.
It didn't cook because it was raining and we're trying to start the fire on the grill.
That's what happened. And remember earlier, my car broke down, so we had to get it towed. Oh, my gosh.
That was a, And that is just like the littlest things that happen on our Jatalie vlogs. Like you could, if you were filming for Natalie Cuevas, none of that would have happened. Your car smelled like gas, bro. We were scared to drive it. We had fireworks in the car at the same time. It was, if you guys haven't watched those videos, or if you guys have, like if you haven't, go watch them. If you have, you guys know like you're reminiscing with us like that last summer.
That was crazy. You know what? I think that was awesome. I'm so glad that we had that summer because we're never going to forget it.
It was so funny. We're in a parking lot, random parking lot in a shopping center. We get out of the car because we're waiting for our tow truck because our car smells like gas with the fireworks inside. We go into the store and then we meet two supporters and we're talking with them inside the store.
Yeah, because dude, we were stressed out and then we were sweating balls. It was so bad. And we're like, dude, my car broke down outside. We're waiting for the tow truck. And they're like, what? Remember that? That was so crazy. That was an eventful 4th of July. I will never forget last year's 4th of July. Everything happened in one day, and then we go out and we just light fireworks, and it was a really good time.
Maybe 1 month out of the summer, we should go to a different state. Florida.
I don't think I could do Florida, babe.
Come on, we gotta wrestle with some. No. All right, what I'm gonna do, I seen this guy. He has like I don't know how many acres, but he has a sanctuary for animals that are like, I don't know if they're endangered or like he's trying to like grow them more, like to populate them. But I'm gonna book that trip for us, and either whoever wants to come with us is going to come with us. But we're going to go and we're going to do a like a tour around his farm or his like sanctuary. Okay. And he has a pet ferret that follows you around.
Ferret? Isn't that like the rat things?
A pet ferret or a pet mink. One of those. But yeah, it's not the rat things. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, the little skinny long things. They look like slingies.
Okay.
So, and he has a fishing pond, right? Okay. And that mink jumps in the fishing pond to kill the invasive like fish. But he also tries to eat the fish too. So like he's trying to eat the good fish that he just planted in the water, right? And he's like, no, get back here. He's like, and then the mink comes back to it. It's like a dog, bro, I promise. But that's what we're going to do for this summer. We're so stay tuned for that. In Florida, I think it's in Orlando, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to go back to Orlando and then go back to the parks.
And then we go to Ekpa and Simoana.
So this summer is going to be very eventful.
I'm so excited for it. It's going to be so much fun. I think it's going to be different. I love that we have different summers every year. That's really cool.
It's eventful for sure.
Yeah, I think this summer's going to be different, but I'm really excited. And if you didn't watch all those vlogs from last year, yeah, for sure go watch them because they were really good. I think I'm going to go back and watch them after this. I finish filming this because I'm like, wow, that was such a good time in our lives.
Attempting to get on that wakeboard, like stand up on the wakeboard was such a mission. And then at the end, everyone got it. And we're all just like surfing the lake. It was so cool.
And that stupid ass like blow up thingy.
The raft.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome. Anyway, you guys, we have been pretty much yapping
for an hour.
Yeah, so we're gonna end the podcast here.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. If you haven't rated our podcast, please write it down below. The description link is down there. It helps us out so much. You know, gets us, you know, those brand deals, gets us more money. And with more money is more honey, and with more honey is my wife's happy. Not wife, did I say wife? Oh, guys, we're married.
As I took off all my rings in the shower.
Just kidding. Thank you so much for watching this episode, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.